Catherine Fields in France. Very good morning to you, Catherine.
Good morning,
Mike. The announcement today from Macron, maybe it's staying in the river, maybe it's not, maybe it's going to the Stade de France. How much angst around the opening ceremony now?
A lot. A lot. It really is. And I think it's been pushed on by several events, Mike. Last week, we had that enormous security alert around the Champions League football that was on here in Paris. Then, of course, there was, just before that, there was that attack in Moscow. Word also came out that the French intelligence services and security services had foiled an attack similar to that that had been planned here in France earlier this year. So, yeah, everyone is very nervous. But I think perhaps the people who got most of a shock about this announcement that President Macron made today, that there's a plan B and a plan C, and the plan B is that it's going to be held at the Trocadero, which is that great expanse of across the river from the Eiffel Tower. Plan C is that it could be held traditionally at the Stade de France. Now, this came as a real surprise, Mike, to the people who run the Stade de France and the Paris Organising Committee. They were just about to hop onto the plane to Athens to be there in time for the lighting of the Olympic flame that's going to happen on Tuesday. They said they'd heard nothing about this. There's just no way they think that it can happen, mostly because the day that the opening ceremony is due to take place, there's meant to be the rugby sevens. And the days after that, there's the women's rugby sevens and athletics taking place at the Stade de France. So, yes, there are security concerns. Yes, there are concerns that there's going to be some sort of drone attack on somewhere along the Seine route. But quite where it's going to go after that, no one's really sure.
Okay, then we come to the activities of the weekend. Of course, I take it everybody in Europe is the same as Rishi was in the comments this morning, and that is basically we don't want Israel to go back at the Iranians. The Iranians attack, they said that's it for now. Is that where we're at?
That is exactly where all of the allies are at. Yeah, it's so rare nowadays, isn't it, Mike, that you see all the allies really coming out with a full-throated, united message, which is asking Israel please to show restraint. We're seeing them all say the same thing. Please prevent any sort of regional conflict, any escalation. The French president went on radio this morning saying, look, the only way that we can go forward now is for everyone to isolate Iran. Please, no more escalation. And I think in a way to sort of try and calm particularly the French population down a bit, Mike, we've had the French foreign minister explaining why it was that France actually did intervene. Of course, France has got three military bases in the Middle East, particularly one in Jordan. And there were some French Rafale jet fighters that went up on Saturday night to protect, they say, the Jordanian airspace. They say that they were actually asked to go up there by Jordanian officials. It wasn't any sort of French coming to the aid of Israel, very clear on that. But nevertheless, France is saying it's a regional security actor in that region, and it did that to protect French forces in the region and protect its ally Jordan.
Always a great pleasure, Catherine. See you next Tuesday.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.